Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question from Tahir about the difference between linking verbs and helping verbs. Hello. What is the difference between the verb is in these two sentences? He is a doctor. Is he a doctor? I know the first one is a linking verb. Is the second verb a linking verb or a helping verb? Thanks, Tahir. Thank you, Tahir, for writing to us. Before I answer your question, let's talk about the difference between linking verbs and helping verbs. A linking verb connects the subject of a sentence with more information about the subject. It is not an action verb. The verb to be and all of its forms are the most common linking verb. Other linking verbs include become, seem, and sense verbs like feel and smell in some sentences. Here's an example of a linking verb. My cat is 3 years old. The verb in this sentence is connects the subject, my cat, to more information about him, that he is 3 years old. Helping or auxiliary verbs are also used along with a main verb. Auxiliary verbs help the main verb and the rest of the sentence by giving additional information about the verb, like tense. We have three main helping verbs in English: be, do, and have. Here's an example of a helping verb. My cat is watching birds from the window. In the sentence, the helping verb is to be, in the third person singular, is. It is helping the verb watch along with the present participle ending, ing, to become the present progressive tense. In this sentence, the verb is cannot stand on its own. It needs a main verb like watch. Back to your question, Tahir. In your first example, the verb is a linking verb. He is a doctor. The verb is connects the subject of he with the rest of the sentence that describes the subject. Here, the verb is can stand on its own without another main verb. So it is not a helping or auxiliary verb. The second example is actually a yes or no question. We switch the verb to the first position and the subject to the second position to get a question. Is he a doctor? In this question, is has a special status called an operator. It does not need another helping or auxiliary verb to make a question, because it had the role as a linking verb in the original sentence. Here is another example of a linking verb changing to an operator within a question. Is Washington, D.C. the capital of the United States? The answer would be, of course, yes. Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States. In the sentence, the linking verb is connects Washington, D.C. with the rest of the information about the city. In the question form, is begins the question as an operator. It switches places with the subject, Washington, D.C., to create the question. To tell if the verb to be is a linking verb or a helping verb, see if there's another verb in the sentence. If there is, then to be acts as a helping or auxiliary verb. If to be is alone, and connects the subject to more information about it, then it is a linking verb. Please let us know if these examples and explanations have helped you, Tahir. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.